Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah on the Parsha. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, one of the many things that takes place is the expulsion of Yishmael and Hagar from Avraham and Sarah's house. Sarah is not happy with Yishmael's behavior. She feels that he is a bad influence and, according to some sources, a downright danger to Yitzchak as he is trying to kill him. And Sarah tells Avraham to send them packing. Avraham is very unhappy about this, but Hashem tells Avraham to listen to Sarah. Kol asher toimar l'cha Sarah shema b'koila. Anything that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice. And Rashi tells us, our sages tell us, that Sarah's level of prophecy was greater than that of Avram, and therefore Avram is told to listen to Sarah because her perception is greater. This is an idea which comes up several times in the course of these parshias as we deal with the birth or the early stages of the founding of the Jewish nation, with conflicts that arise between the husband and wife, between the patriarch and the matriarch, and we find often that the matriarch is the one who is indeed correct over that of the patriarch's opinion. We find this over here by Avraham and Sarah. We also find it again later on by Yitzchak and Rivka, where Yitzchak wants to give the blessings to Esav. He wants to bless Esav with the blessings because he believes that Esav is worthy, at least to some degree, of receiving those blessings. And Rivka says, no, Esav is not worthy of these blessings. It will be a catastrophe if he gets these blessings. And she has her son Yaakov go and get the blessings through deceit, even though Yaakov was indeed entitled to them. He had purchased the birthright. But basically, Rivka goes behind Yitzchak's back, goes over his head, and has her son Yaakov take the blessings, even though Yitzchak wanted Esav to receive them. And indeed, it's very clear from the Torah that Rivka was correct in her assessment, and Yitzchak had been fooled by Esav, great as Yitzchak was. And again, here we have the idea that the perception of the matriarch is greater than that of the patriarch. And this is the idea which is very important in Jewish life and in Jewish family structure, and that is the idea of Chochmas Noshim Bansa Besa, the wisdom of women builds the household. And that is that we have an idea that the idea that the wisdom, or to be more specific, the perception, the understanding of women sometimes is often greater than that of the men. And while men may be out and about and accomplishing in the world, and that is their role, and the woman, while this may not be a popular viewpoint in today's world, the woman's role is to create the house, to guard the house, to maintain the house, to develop the household, and to raise and develop the next generation, while the husband is out and about in the world, bringing home a parnasa to make a livelihood and doing things outside in the world. The woman's role is to develop the inner world, which is the world of the household, and part of that role involves that she has a greater degree of intuition, of perception, in many matters than the husband does. And even if the husband may be more knowledgeable in certain things, the chachma, the actual knowledge of a man, may be greater than that of a woman sometimes. However, in the world of bina, in the world of intuition, of perception, very often the woman is the greater of the two. And so here, in areas of that are not black and white, what to do with Yishmael, what to do with Esav, what is the proper approach in raising the child, we find the Torah gives credence to the woman more than the man, and so Sarah is outweighs Avram's position, and later on, Rivka's position wins over that of Yitzchak. And again, while in the Western world today, the idea of women just being at home and taking care of the home is not a popular one, and in the era of women's liberation, they want to be out and about and have careers and so on, and that's not my discussion right now, but certainly from a Torah standpoint, men and women have roles. Both of them are vitally important, and men and women have the natural abilities, God-given abilities, to fulfill their roles. And so the woman who has to develop the inner world is given a greater degree of insight and intuition into more subtle, less obvious external things to be able to develop them properly. And part of the tragedy of today's world is that everyone is busy being something else. And really, if everyone would be able to do their best at what they are supposed to be doing, then there will be a great deal more of maximizing of potential. And so something to be aware of, that a woman's greatest strength is her intuition, her ability to perceive more subtle things, while a man, while being more externalized, more out in the world, and perhaps has greater knowledge and greater abilities moving outwards, a woman has greater abilities moving inwards. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.